Hello, my name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the best at what they do, which is saving your nest egg in these turbulent times. The left who controls this country now has shown you what they're made of. Dodd-Frank 2010 says you're an unsecured creditor. They can take your retirement and your money from your bank accounts. You going to give them the chance? After what they just pulled and the rhetoric following this, we need to put Trump in the bullseye, quote Joe Biden before he deleted it from Twitter. Are you kidding me? You think they're going to hesitate to take your money? Of course they're not. Now, Noble Gold can help you extricate your retirement from your bank. Put it under gold or silver. Silver's exploding because of climate change, and it's the base element for it. And gold has gone up 81% in the last 5 years. And also, too, gold has held its value for 6,000 years. And you want to trust the dollar? You want to trust these banks? Of course you don't. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And you're going to say nothing. All you got to do is put your name, your email, and I'll send you out a quick information packet. And then you can call Noble Gold, DaveHodgesGold.com. Now I have to issue this FDIC required warning. All investments carry an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. And yes, I do represent Noble Gold. I have to disclose that. I do that every time I do this. And yes, I do use their service, which you're supposed to do. A lot of people don't. They represent the service and don't touch it. I do. I'm an active customer of Noble Gold, and I have been for 6.5 years. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you want to go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do not believe that the Biden administration benefits from what happened with Donald Trump. He's been made a martyr. And history shows very clearly that the Biden campaign would be really thrown off the rails and they'd be in a free fall, which I think they are. But the mainstream media is doing its best to cover it up. But Joe Biden, we know, is demented. We know he's extremely senile. But yet he's in meetings and he's got to put a signature on documents. And so he's going to hear things. And he's going to once again repeat things he shouldn't say. He said early on in the Ukraine war, we're after a regime change with Putin after members of administration that same day said they weren't. So he speaks out of school because he's mentally ill. Now, here's what he said in a tweet. This has been deleted. Screenshot. Thank you. Joe Biden, I have one job, and that's to beat Donald Trump. I'm absolutely certain I'm the best person to do that. So we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Wow. Wow. Amazing. July 13th, 2024, the day of the shooting, after the shooting. Oh, we don't have room for this in our country. It's inappropriate, and we need to stop this. All right, I'm going to call Donald myself. And then he puts this out there. He was clearly in the meeting, clearly in the meeting. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just thought we would show this to you for your review. I think now it's likely members of the Biden administration did know something was up. You know, we know Obama runs this show. And I put Obama down as the second person to have motive to kill Donald Trump. And so that very well may have been discussed in his presence. And this will basically destroy Joe Biden's campaign. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Can there be any doubt that Biden was exposed to people who planned this? Didn't have an idea what was going on. He just repeats like a 10-year-old. You know, 10-year-olds. Art Linkletter, a long time ago, I remember reading about this in a book. He had a great show on TV in the early days, predates me, but it was he had a segment called Children Say the Darndest Things, and they would just repeat everything that they would hear. This is what this child does. His name is Joe Biden, and it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. They're not done with this, people. They're not done. I'll be back with more. Thank you so much for joining us. May God bestow his blessings on our country. We all need to repent. We need to have a revival. This is the only way back. Our country is hopelessly lost in natural means, but our God is supernatural. And if we could just call on him collectively, he could save us from these evil people. We will see you back here again next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining. It's always good to be with you. We'd ask that you'd amplify our efforts by sharing. We need to wake up a purposefully slumbering country. More and more people, though, are waking up, and the left is questioning their decision on their attempt to kill President Trump in such a public manner. You know, one of the things was said, why was JFK killed in the manner he was? They wanted to send a message to future presidents. You don't matter. You are selected, or we allow you to stay there as long as you behave. Why do you think every president up until the time Henry Kissinger died, why do you think they get the visit from Henry Kissinger? Total globalist. Totally behind martial law against America, Rex 84, the whole nine yards. And if you know anything about FEMA camps, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But he gives the visit, and he tells them this is how far you can go. And if you do any more, well, there was this guy named John Kennedy. Is that enough for you? And we are living in an age of disinfo. And I told you yesterday, the best way to assess whether or not something is true often has to do with timing. What happened first? What revelations came out in the beginning? I'm going to tell you about another tactic that the left uses, and that is to plant a fake story. Looks credible on the surface, it's damning, but then they trot out the story in full view, and they discredit it and say, see, conspiracy theory. And we just witnessed that. We have two whistleblowers right now to contend with. One saw a gunman and reported to law enforcement who did not act. We're gonna get into that. The second one was allegedly a Secret Service sniper who said, had the guy in my sights, could have shot him before he got off a shot, had him in my sights for 3 minutes. We're going to get into that too. One is real, one is not. And we're going to basically what I'm trying to do here is because of my work, extensive work in false flags, and extensive investigation over 35 years worth into the Kennedy assassination. You know, I've seen the same patterns over and over and over. And I'm going to point out some things as we go about what they're going to do to discredit what they try, in other words, discredit observations that the left was complicit and there were powerful groups within the Democratic Party that wanted this to happen. We're going to do that right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And in this age of 63 failed banks, I think they're trying to get it out to the end of the election before they let them collapse. And they won't tell you what banks they are. So anyone who has their money in that bank is at risk. And you go, FDIC, sorry, you're naive if you believe that. The FDIC has 0.7% of the cash on hand they need to cover. And in 2014 in Melbourne, Australia, the G20 set universal safety insurance coverage for depositors and banks. And they started with the credit swap derivatives group. And they don't need to go any farther than that because that'll eat up all the money. You, as a regular person, will never see a dime, and they can take your retirement too. And that's what I want to talk to you about right here. If you have got a retirement, you need to convert it today to a Noble Gold IRA backed either by gold or silver. I have gold. And I'm telling you right now that you absolutely need to do this immediately. Because if the country goes into chaos, and they decide they're going to collapse everything because they can't win the election because they failed to eliminate the main competition. Everything's going to go. Everything. The grid's coming down. I don't know for how long. They're going to collapse the banking system. It's already teetering. It won't take much to push it over the edge, and you will lose everything. You need to diversify both your bank account holdings and your retirement. Noble Gold are experts at this. They will not push you into anything because they know what they offer is so good. They don't have to push. And if you say, this isn't for me today, that's fine. Hey, well, thanks for calling, and we're here if you need us down the road. And that's always their approach. I've been a customer for 6.5 years, so I can give you this warning. The FTC says that every investment carries an inherent risk and there are no guarantees. And whatever has happened to Dave Hodges in the past can't be construed as a future expectation. Okay, we agree with giving that warning. We truly do. We want everyone to be have informed consent. Unlike other people like Big Pharma and the government. And, yeah, exactly. So how can I help you? I can send you a free information packet that contained Noble Gold's number. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. And oh, by the way, just as kind of an aside, they're going to give you either 10 1-ounce silver Donald Trump coins, or they're going to give you a 10-ounce silver flag, silver bar. Both are incredible. It's just for saying thank you. Listen, you don't have a lot of time. When they decide to pull the plug, your bank's going down the drain and you're not going to be insured. Your best case scenario is your dollar. Well, we can cover it at about 20% of its value. And even that'll be temporary. Again, go to DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, I've spent the early morning hours and I was kind of surprised at one revelation, not surprised by another. And the man who made the one revelation wearing the red ball cap on BBC saying he saw a shooter go up on the roof, he saved his own life by doing that. Let me quickly tell you the story about Dorothy Kilgallen. And in this case, it's a case of history may not repeat itself fully, but it sure does rhyme, to quote Mark Twain. Dorothy Kilgallen was a participant in a game show called What's My Line? And it's where someone came out and they got 20 questions to try to figure out what the occupation of the person was. And they get to ask questions. And she was very popular. She was also one of the top columnists in large New York newspapers, very well respected, extremely well known, and actually very well liked. She came to the office one day and she told her producer, yeah, I'm going to blow the lid off the Kennedy assassination because I'm going to Jack Ruby and he's going to tell all. She never made it on the trip. She died the same way Marilyn Monroe died. She was murdered. And they had a book sprawled out on her bed that she had already read. They had her in a bedroom that she never used and in bed where she died of supposedly alcohol barbiturate overdose. It's called forcing it down her throat. She was murdered. What she should have done was write in her column what she was going to do. What she should have done was to go to the media. She's right there in New York City and told them what she was going to do. And she would have lived a long life. This person that I'm going to show you here, and we're going to listen to a lot of his statement, just preserved his life. We're going to take a look at
And
this
watch
guy.
and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking. I'm estimating here. I have no idea, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police in the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see?
Binoculars.
Could they see?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful, because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards, or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over. And watch the, and listen.
That's a credible account. That's something that you can take to the bank. Unfortunately, what's circulating right now and people are taking as a gospel probably is not a credible account. This man will not become Dorothy Kilgallen. Oh, I think they'll audit his taxes. They'll pay him a visit. They'll tell him not to talk anymore. It'll be the FBI. Just a friendly reminder. You don't want to take any chances here. There are crazy people out there that will silence you. And we can't protect you. So you should really keep your mouth shut. He'll have the talk if he already hasn't. And I suspect he has. And then he'll be told to deny any contact with the FBI. And that's the way these things work. Now, let's go to the second account. And I'm not even going to give a deference. I'm not going to give the website any credit. And now we're seeing repeat of repeat of repeat. It's like a photo of a photo of a photo. Secret Service agent. I think he was using the name Willis. Might be a real name. I don't know. I don't care. I guarantee you, this man did not come out and make this statement. This is fake. And people tell me that it comes from a website that is fake. And I have gone and I've done my due diligence. And I'm convinced that this statement by the Secret Service agent, in quotes, is not the way it's being reported. Do I think the event happened? I think there is no question the event happened. When you have these events, and I've known this for some time, and I'm blessed because I've got Doug Thornton as my broadcast partner on our weekly show, the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug's done this work. He's been on Vance team, Protect the Pope, for example. He understands how this works. There are counter sniper teams facing away from the speaker on the podium to any location. Spotter with binoculars, shooter loaded, ready to go. And they work in two-man teams. And they would cover every possible shooting route that could have the speaker, in this case, Donald Trump, in their full view. Now, what we know is garbage is that this building in question was 135 yards away. If the shooter can see Trump, the Secret Service could see the shooter. I disagree with the whistleblower here that we just listened to, that the slope of the roof. No. It was the Secret Service job to have all these rooftops in full view with counter sniper teams. Another thing that's circulating, and I had to go investigate this because I don't know, they have to wait for the shooter to fire upon the subject before they can shoot. That is not true. That was true for Obama's insane military engagement rules in Afghanistan that cost American lives. until American field commanders started blatantly ignoring the rule. And you need to understand what I'm talking about here. This is all true. But the website that published this report that I had the guy in my sights for 3 minutes, I believe that's true. But I don't believe it's true the way it's being reported. I don't believe that admission is real. It's phony. It's disinfo. And I'm going to tell you right now that this is a tactic that people like this use to get you to attach to something. And then later they're going to fully disprove it. And you'll have egg on your face because you told everybody this. And this is the way that they stop people from looking into this. You have to go on what you know. And I'm telling you, the facts are already out there for us to have drawn the proper conclusions. And it's not this. This Secret Service agent probably wouldn't have come out, even if he had a conscience. He'd have done it through his congressional representative. He'd have done it in a way that he has personal protection because he's putting his life at risk if he does this. And this truly is a plot that involved his agency. And you just stop and think about it and process this through. I'm being 100% accurate. But do I think the Secret Service had this guy in his sights? Absolutely. Were they given a stand down order? Absolutely. It's just not being done in the way that it was reported. Wow. This is just an incredible set of facts here. But what we do know is this, and this is where we're going to get into a review of what we already have stated that we can hold true. The ambassador that I played his clip yesterday. Six or seven shots, then one or two behind me. So that's what, seven to nine shots. Not the three shots out and the three shots back. Okay. Wasn't that? He was quite clear. We will never see real forensic information. They learned their lesson in 1977 in the House Select Committee, 14 years after Kennedy's death. Congress finally got off their lazy, intimidated butts and did a real investigation. And they found that the motorcycle radio stuck in the on position, so the shots were recorded, came from two different locations. Now the equipment's so good, you can even tell the caliber. So we'll never see a real account of the shooting. Now, there are people who've recorded it, and these people need to be very, very careful. They've already used facial recognition, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're already not confiscating with threats of keeping your mouth shut. In Dealey Plaza on that day, these agents were probably fake, but they flashed FBI credentials on the grassy knoll, and they seized all the cameras they could. One survived. And it was called the Marianne Mormon photo, and it won't surface for 25 years until after the Kennedy assassination, and it revealed who the real shooter was up on the grassy knoll. Oh, spoiler alert, it was a man named Lucien Sarti, a Corsican mafia hitman, and the chain of custody for placing him there was CIA to American mafia to Corsican mafia in Marseille, France, which was part of the French heroin connection that supplied assassins. If you needed white assassins, that's where you went in the world in 1963. And we have his photo. They blew it up. It was Eastman Kodak employees, guy by the name of Gary Mack, who used to be the curator of the Texas Book Depository that was turned into the Kennedy Museum. And they charge an arm and a leg to get in. But that's the history there. There were no records of FBI agents on the grassy knoll that day. On the Secret Service report, these are all fake agents. They probably were CIA. Oh, you'll get your camera back in 10 days. By the way, one of the names was Willis. They were interviewed as a family on A&E, the men who killed Kennedy, a six-part Nigel Turner and Bill Curtis production. Very well done. And this really served to wake up a lot of Americans. I would like anyone who was videotaping at that time, and you can provide us evidence, I would like for you to contact me, and our public email is davehodges@thecommonsenseshow.com, and send the file. Send the file, and I'll distribute it so wide that nobody will be able to stop it from coming out. Now, it's interesting here, too, and I don't know how related this is, but I have mentioned this previously, and it just occurred to me. On the night of the shooting, late night, early morning, my email went down for about 3 hours. In addition, I could not recharge my phone, and it kept running down and running down and running down. And I kept getting this beep, beep, beep message, your port's bad, blah, 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 blah. But by midday, everything came back. I wondered if I was targeted there with the communications block, so I could not distribute original material early on, because I would be a source for one of the sources for people to send things to, because intermittently through the years, I still bring up Kennedy, and I do that intentionally, not because I'm living in the past, but because if we understand what happened in 1963 and we're fully cognizant as a public, we can prevent it in all likelihood from happening in modern times. And so therefore I go through this on a regular basis, and I talk about this situation. So again, please send any relevant information for anyone who was at the scene, and we'll give it full attention. Our only interest here is bringing out the truth, which makes us the enemy of some pretty important people. Let me say this in conclusion. I am shocked that they're following the Kennedy playbook. They are. And one of the reasons, how do I know? Okay, let's take Lee Oswald. He never fired a shot that day. And I've said that a few times through these presentations I've made. When he was in Marine Corps boot camp, he failed his marksmanship test not once, but twice. The third time he'd have been out. Well, they had earmarked him already to be an intelligence agent, which is what he later became. And I'm not going to develop that story right now. I have told it. If you go to the website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and go to the search engine and just put in Lee Harvey Oswald, you'll come across. I've written several things on him, but you'll come across that description about how he was a double agent defected to Russia and so forth. Okay, he was marked already for an intelligence agent. They had to fake his third attempt so he could pass. He was a terrible shot. And the shots that he allegedly fired were not only impossible, but no one's ever been able to duplicate them under the same conditions. And so we're being told that this flunky who couldn't shoot ended up firing three shots that changed history. Didn't happen. Did not happen. And this 20-year-old, who, by the way, got kicked, did not make his rifle team in high school 2 years before, who, by the way, appeared on a BlackRock commercial, if you believe the identity being put forth by the FBI and Secret Service. Oh, yeah, he was in a BlackRock commercial. I kid you not. I saw it yesterday. YouTube has since pulled it. Surprise, surprise. So, anyway, you didn't have an inexperienced 20-year-old who couldn't make his high school rifle team. What you had here was a patsy plant. And I'm not saying he wasn't armed, and I'm not saying he wasn't told you're part of it, but they would have put him in the most obvious position to get caught. And so you have two non-shooters, one for JFK and one for Donald Trump, two shooters who are terrible, and we're asked to believe that they made a near world-class shot. The only thing that saved Trump was probably the turn of his head and maybe a little wind. It's the only thing that saved him. This was a direct assassination attempt, and he did not act alone. This was a professional who was highly trained. And because you had so many shots go off at one time, should you be surprised? How correct am I? Well, you're going to have to come back for the next segment of the Common Sense Show, because I don't stand alone in that opinion. That opinion is widely shared among law enforcement, and you're going to see the proof for that when you come back next segment right here on The Common Sense Show. Don't forget to check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. We'll see you back here for an eye-opening account. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one slave mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We have another major breaking story, and it's about the alleged co-conspirator in the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. And we're talking Kim Cheadle, and interesting last name, but she has an interesting background. And we're going to get into some things about her that we need to be really, really concerned about. By the way, did you know, and I'll say this as a matter of fact here, false flags always have cracks because they're based on lies. Okay? Inside assassinations follow the same rules. Did you know that Lee Oswald met with FBI agent James Hostie a week before the assassination? Do you know that? We'll never know the text of the conversation. But people think that's really odd. Yeah, but you know, it's like there's people aren't real good at covering their tracks. And we're going to see that here with Cheadle. This is an amazing story. Hey, we're brought to you by what they call the it's an interesting development, ladies and gentlemen, because it's about losing weight. We call it the healthy fat. It turns out that the key to losing weight doesn't lie in carbs or probiotic-rich foods. The end game in healthy weight is having more energy and being healthier comes to a specific switch that you can flip. Stephen Gundry calls it the caloric bypass. Dr. Stephen Gundry is a fantastic, well-renowned cardiologist who has looked at diet and he's applied his own advice and he's lost 70 pounds and kept it off 20 years. And he's found even people in their 50s and beyond can do the same thing that he did. You just have to understand about how you get rid of bad stuff in your diet. Okay, and he's healthier today than he was in his 40s, and this can really help you if you just follow the directions. Here's what the directions are. Go watch a free video that's been viewed by over 20 million people. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Go to thehealthyfat.com/Dave. That's thehealthyfat.com/Dave. And if you're watching this on social media, you'll be able to click on the link in the description box. Wow. Okay. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Eileen Cannon. Boy, what a great ruling that was. Major breaking story. This too is a major breaking story as we're getting background details on Kim Cheadle, Secret Service Director. She's dirty. How dirty she is in the alleged involvement that she is being accused of in the Trump attempted assassination, well, I think that remains to be seen. But we can certainly build a background to say we know why she was appointed by the Biden people. Okay, this is a text from the Wall Street Apes. And this is highly credible, highly credible. And I think there's a no question about this director of the Secret Service and her lack of ethics, her criminal behavior, and even treason. Let's take a look at this. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle says, well, she has close ties to the Cheneys, the Bidens, and is responsible for the J6 deleted tech scandals. Let me just say this. Everyone who is on that committee, J6, belongs in prison for deleting or concealing exculpatory evidence that would have helped the defendants in J6 accusations. And they did that. That's illegal. Discovery requires that you present all information to the other side because truth is supposed to be the objective, but it wasn't. And Kim Cheadle was part of this. This 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Cheney on 9/11, and then she served on the Vice President Biden's protective detail, and he subsequently named her the director in 2022. New election. Amid a swirl of controversy, agency, she deleted nearly all of the text messages from January 6th. The agency says they don't deny that the texts were deleted, by the way. This is not in question. She's guilty as hell and belongs in prison. The agency says this was due to a data migration. System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it doesn't pass the smell test given the timing and volume of the messages deleted. Exactly. Well, it's unfortunate that anyone, okay, would have the assumption that people would think she's guilty, but she is guilty. She is guilty. This is unbelievable, folks. This is unbelievable. This person concealed evidence and assisted the J6 committee in violating the rights of future defendants and also violated the right for the public to know. And this is the person running the Secret Service. And this is the person, I'm sure, did not give the order to shoot the assassin before the shots were fired. I said earlier, I do not believe the account that's in this one site where the Secret Service agent comes out and goes, "Hey, it was me, and I had the guy in his sights, and they wouldn't give me a permission to fire from the director." Well, I'm sure that happened. I'm sure that happened. It didn't happen in the way it was reported. That was disinformation for a lot of reasons I've covered earlier. Hey, but I guarantee you, she gave stand down orders. They wanted that assassination to go forward. And this cast doubt on her. Now, if we had a justice system that was worth a darn, she'd already be under investigation right now. They'd be looking at motive, her role, her potential role in this attempted assassination. This is just incredible that we have people like this. But doesn't this fit the model? Let me just give you one small example, okay? It's probably the most benign example I can give you from the Biden administration. And that's Grantham, the director of the Department of Energy. She oversees energy companies that she has stock in, and so do 600 of her top people in her agency. Gee, do you think that's illegal? Yeah, it's illegal as hell. But see, it's no different than Merrick Garland sending his goon squads out to kick in the doors of people like Sharona Bishop. Why? Because she dared speak against CRT. Well, who makes money on CRT? Merrick Garland's son-in-law and daughter through Panorama Education. By the way, huge legal violation, huge ethics violation, grounds for removal of possible criminal charges. These people are all the same. They're appointed because they're compromised, and because they're compromised, they can be controlled. Oh, you have to do this. Well, I don't want to do this. We'll talk about what you did on J6 and the deleted text messages. This is who we have right here running the Secret Service. I have a comment to make too. To you people in the Secret Service, most of you are probably like Dan Bongino. You're brave. You'd throw your body in front of the president. You'd sacrifice your job for your mission. But you know you're serving criminals. Okay, teachers in a school know when the principal's got a problem. Employees know when their supervisor has a problem. You people understand you've been told every day to break the law. Okay, here's my point. One day there's going to be justice for people like this. One day. One day there's going to be justice. It might have to wait till Judgment Day and they go to the lake of fire. But if I have my way, we'll do a tipping point and turn this around, and these people will have to run for the hills to escape prosecution. And people like Kim Cheadle will be tried for treason. I don't know what the sentence will be. Don't really care. But she'll be tried for treason. One day they're going to be judged. But here's the other people that are going to be judged. You little minions who follow people like Cheadle and you do illegal things, you FBI agents who kick in doors at innocent Americans, you know they did nothing wrong, and you enter homes like Sharona Bishop, manhandle their teenage daughter, enter without a warrant. Okay? Those, you people who do these things, you're the Nazi death camp guards of the modern era. And when we had the Nuremberg trials, these guards who participated in crimes against humanity universally said, "I was just following orders." Achtung! Ain't gonna fly. That ain't gonna fly. You're gonna be in big trouble. You need to decide what side you want to be on. One, you got to worry about your soul. You can't be a Christian and do these things. The second thing you need to worry about is your legal future and even your life. Well, Dave, I got a good cushy government job. And you have to decide if it's worth it to compromise your integrity. Are you able to go home at night and say, "Hey, mommy, daddy, we did a really good thing today at work. We kicked in doors of people that didn't deserve it. We went and arrested people for praying in abortion centers." You will go on trial one day. I don't know the venue. I don't know the date. But you little Nazi camp death guards who think that it's okay because you're given a direction by a superior that you have to carry it out when you know it's wrong, you know it's illegal, you know it violates people's rights, you're going to be held accountable. So Kim Cheadle only has as much power as her minions will give her by their actions and compliance. Enough said on that point. Major revelation right here on the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Huge breaking news. I mean, couldn't be bigger given the moment. And we're speaking about lawfare and the Biden administration's misuse of the justice system to go after political enemies. And this is absolutely monumental. I'm stunned that it happened, but I don't think the timing is coincidental. We'll explain all that right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. Now, when I was a kid, young adult, 20 years old to be example, I was a pretty good athlete. I ran a fast 40, I had a vertical jump of about 36 inches. And those days went away in my 40s. Bone on bone, rubbed the Metasomer gel on here recently for 3 months, and I'll never dunk again. The only thing I'll dunk is a donut into coffee. But what I have got is I'm able to do leg exercises like I've never done. One-legged squats, the deadlifts I do, the sprints I do twice a week with the torque sled. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've turned back the clock 25 years. You can do the same thing. You can. And then, the health issues I had with the strip lung linings and the projections of oxygen coming my way because they won't reverse because of my age. Well, I'm better than I was before. You can be too. Be the best version of yourself. And the natural, this is the biggest natural breakthrough of natural health products ever, ever. Magic Dicol. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Man, oh man, this is an amazing, amazing story. Judge Eileen Cannon has tossed out the records case against Donald Trump. A lot of us, now I'm not going to take credit for this because there are a lot of people on our side of the alternative media fence that were saying his appointment was unconstitutional. I'm going to get to that before we close because not only is the case of records against Donald Trump gone, what I find really interesting is this has applicability to other things that could threaten us, like the World Health Organization. This is absolutely huge and monumental. So while the deep state and the Democratic Party leadership is reeling over their failed assassination attempt at Donald Trump. Now they've got a double whammy because this is going to cut through the heart of a lot of things that they're trying to do. I hope Judge Cannon has a lot of private protection. Let's get those federal marshals out and protect her because her ruling is incredible. This is huge. I'm going to read to you a couple of brief excerpts from her summary, and then I'm going to extrapolate that into other areas. Okay, in her opinion, Judge, and by the way, this is reported on Breitbart. I want to give them credit, and hey, Andrew would be proud of you guys. Seriously, hats off to you guys. You guys are fantastic at what you do. You're champions for freedom, always have been, in the spirit of your founder. In the end, it seems the executive's growing comfort in appointing regulatory special counsels in the more recent era has followed an ad hoc pattern with little judicial scrutiny. And they get into what happened in the next years and so forth and so on. But let me go down here to the second paragraph in her decision. And this is the relevant part that I think we need to pay attention to. The court thus returns to where it started. The appointments clause is among the significant structural safeguards of the constitutional scheme. And this is from a case called Edmund 520 U.S. at 659. So too is the appropriations clause, which carefully separates congressional control of the purse from the executive control of the sword. And she cites the Federalist number 78 in Alexander Hamilton. Okay, the consequences of relaxing either of those critical provisions are serious. Okay, as Justice Frankfurter explained in his Youngstown decision, the accretion of dangerous power does not come in a day. It comes slowly from the generative forces, unchecked disregard of the restrictions that fence in the most disinterested assertion of authority. Let me break that down for you a little bit, and I'll put it in layman's terms. What they're saying is the executive branch has no right to control funding for special counsels. That gives them too much power. They're outside their boundaries. Executive is executive. Enforce the laws. Judicial is judicial. Interpret the laws. And congressional is congressional to basically pass the laws. Okay? And we have an appropriations clause, which basically says that the funding has to come from Congress for special prosecutors. It can't be funded by the DOJ and mafioso Merrick Garland. It's exactly what she's saying. And she's totally correct on this. And this is one of the arguments I made earlier. I said they cannot be the judge, jury, and executioner with regard to special counsels. And that's exactly what's happened in our system. And that's helped give the executive branch of the government too much power. And then also, too, in terms of appointment, the appointment has to be confirmed congressionally, 2/3 of the Senate. Okay, so Jack Smith, you're out. And by the way, he's a piece of trash. He is. I'm not going to go through his entire background. I've done it before. But he knew they were breaking the law. Biden's people knew they were breaking the law. They were breaking the significant appointments clause. And this is absolutely fantastic. Now, let me get to the applicability and transferability of this decision. If appointments and subsequently things like treaties are still on the books where we haven't had a constitutional amendment that's undone this, you still have to have 2/3 approval of the Senate for any of those things. Okay, well, let's take a look at what Biden has done with like the Keystone Pipeline. Totally unilateral executive decision. That violates legislative policy, and I've said that all along. This ruling, I'm hoping other judges will pick up on this and go further and say executive orders can only exist for the management of executive personnel in the executive branch. It can't be a substitute for legislation, which is exactly what they've done. And then when Biden goes and appoints a special counsel with no oversight from Congress, that's a violation. It's unconstitutional. And Judge Cannon is 100% right. And this is what we just screamed about when he was appointed by the DOJ. As we said, with the DOJ, they work for Biden. Exactly. So you can't do that. And here we go. Now, let me tell you where this comes in. Right now, we think we've won, and a lot of people, you're wrong. If you think the World Health Organization pandemic treaty is not a direct threat to every freedom you have, every freedom, including maintaining your life by not taking dangerous vaccines, because you're going to follow your own wishes, think again. They retreated so they could reorganize and make their language more comprehensive and more applicable in a universal way. In other words, they want to control everything from the media and medical. Don't get to criticize. They want to control what you can take, what you can't take. They want to basically be able to declare climate change to be a health emergency and then take control of climate change policies. I'm sorry, but Biden's agreement with the World Health Organization is also unconstitutional. I've pointed this out many times, as you know. It, first of all, is a treaty. I don't care if Biden calls it an agreement. The Europeans and the World Health Organization refer to what they're doing with nation states as treaties. That carries the force of law. Uh-oh, that brings in the Senate. They have to give a two-thirds approval for any treaty. And also, too, in this Judge Cannon's ruling, when they're saying executive branch can't make law, okay, and they have to abide by the selection procedures in the Constitution, this applies to treaties as well. This is huge, huge. And I got to tell you, this judge is going to get a huge pushback. Now, the only question I have is, what the hell took you so long? Because this should have been thrown out on day one. Jack Smith, okay, where's your appointment from Congress? Well, it was appointed by the president. Okay, this case is dismissed. Now, I will say this too, as a disclaimer. I don't see anything in the ruling that will prevent a refiling of the charges. But I do think it's going to have to go back into Congress, and now Trump's lawyers have a lot of precedent. Okay, now, this judge is in a lot of trouble. This judge is in huge trouble. And I think this judge is in danger. Now, why would Cannon do it at this time? I just raised that question. Now I'm going to answer it. What do you think the mood of the country is towards Trump? Well, we've taken the hardcore of the Democratic Party, and they're saying shoot straighter, get a better assassin. We've seen those things in print. In fact, Senator Benny, I forget his last name, he was the one that introduced the legislation to take away Trump's Secret Service because of his convictions. Okay. His staffer wrote shoot straighter. Now, the staffer was fired, but it reflects the attitude of this senator and other hardcore Democrats who want Trump dead and they don't care if he's assassinated. Do you understand how serious this allegation is? Well, the sympathy factor, except for those extremists, is with Trump now. Although, what was it? Was it NBC that came out with a poll yesterday? Biden's up 3 points. Oh, really? So getting shot makes you go down in the polls? I don't think so. Talk about a fake poll. I mean, you idiots in the mainstream media, you just think we're all so stupid. Well, some of us are, but a lot of us know exactly what you're doing. It's all propaganda, and you need to realize it's all propaganda. I think I'm going to do a separate piece on the media with regard to the assassination attempt, because we need to put this out in front to show why you can't believe a damn thing that they say. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I am going to do a separate one because my mind is racing right now. But back to the point here. The point here is this: is this is not just a ruling that helps Trump tremendously. This is a ruling that can be applied to other things. I can't stress to you how big this is, and this just broke today. This is fantastic. The left is literally crapping in their Joe Biden diapers. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. People like it because it's not just good investigative reporting, but it's also solution-based, and you'll love it. There's nothing like it. We get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.